Hey dudes and dudettes, this episode of The Read is being brought to you by Bevel and Tristan Walker. We tell you time and time again, if you have coarse hair, curly hair, sensitive skin, razor bumps, razor bruises, acid burn, let me stop lying. The point is that the Bevel razor is amazing. It's sexy, it's awesome, and it's something that you or a friend or family member could use for a great shaving experience. If you go to getbevel.com, use offer code FREERead, the first 200 listeners will get their first month of membership for free. So go check them out, let them know we sent you, have fun, and let's move on.
Hi guys, this episode of The Read is also being brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace, of course, is the easiest way to build your own professional website, blog, template, portfolio, whatever you may need. Squarespace can help you out, and it's super simple. All you have to do is go over to squarespace.com today and make sure you use offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. You just go right on over to squarespace.com and make sure you use offer code READ to get 10% off your very first purchase. The sites look professionally designed no matter of your personal skill level, and you even get a free domain if you sign up for a year. So once again, go to squarespace.com and use offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. Let them know The Read sent you, and now let's start the show.
How sweet.
The sound.
That saved a wretch. Okay, one of us has to be Beyonce and the other one has to be
the children.
No, okay.
I get confused on who has which part.
The point is the writing's on the wall.
It is. Amen.
So I am Destiny.
Okay, I'll be the child.
And this is The Read.
It is, and obviously we're having a very exciting week this week, but we'll get to all that soon.
I just can't even.
I know, like still vibrating on the inside.
So much.
Unreal. Time. But
I have to stop like having people here that I respect.
Okay.
It gives me such anxiety. Like I get so nervous before they get here. Like
Yeah. We
only interview, except for that one time, we only interview people that we like.
That's true. We're very fortunate that we don't have to interview niggas we can't stand.
Much easier to talk to people I don't give a fuck about.
That's true, because she had me in here like sweating a little bit, but you know.
All right. So later on though. Black Excellence this week. My Black Excellence was actually going to be the guest.
Yes. Well,
just realized. So actually, quick shout out then to everybody over at Black Girls Rock, but specifically our great friend Francesca Ramsey.
Yes.
For all of the awesome work that she did for the show, that she did for the host, Tracy Ellis Ross. Francesca, you and Tracy are the exact same person, and I absolutely ship y'all, because I feel like ship could be a friendship thing too. I don't know. I have to ask Tumblr. But either way.
I think it can.
You two as a duo, just take it on the road. I just love it. And so, yeah.
And all your hard work for the show, writing for Tracy, and then everything you do at Nightly Show. And she's in a glamour spread with Fran. Hey, Fran, hey. In the May 2016 issue. So make sure you go pick up that and see our friends, the Frans, and watch Black Girls Rock tonight. Just so proud of you. So keep doing it, sis. You doing it.
So next in Six Sad Worlds, there's like...
Moving right along.
I think that it's... Is it positive? This means mostly good news.
What? No way. We ain't had a mostly good news week.
I don't know. Not dreadful stuff. Nothing horrid.
Okay.
Except for... except for Justin Bieber's dreads. So this is the thing. I feel like, you know, though, as far as the conversation of cultural appropriation goes, I'm bored. And when it comes to the dreadlocks, like, I don't... We can talk until the end of time, and then people want to act like, you know, Egypt is a place that exists outside of Africa, or, you know, dreadlocks didn't come from Africa and all this. I don't care. All I know is that regardless of race, color, creed, white people with dreads look stupid.
That's true. I mean, they've never not.
it's never going to be otherwise for me. I just think that you look dumb. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that you do. It doesn't matter how much clay, mold, dirt, whatever it is that you glue. Put in there.
The white boys in high school were using glue.
To make it do that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The fact that you have to put filth into your hair in order to get it to do this, it just kind of, you know, I feel like it, that it speaks for itself.
Right. That should be all you need to know that you don't need to be doing this. Our hair just does it. Your hair has to be manipulated into that. Like, you have to put all sorts of bullshit in it to make that happen. But anyway, my feelings on white people with dreadlocks are very well documented. Like, I don't even have to get into that again. I saw that picture of Justin Bieber on Instagram and was like, all right. So moving on, because
I don't even feel. Justin Bieber is also famous for having ridiculous haircuts as well. So I don't. Mm-hmm. I can't, I'm not moved by right. this, the no. latest shenanigans on his head. But I do think that, you know, as far as the conversation goes, everybody can cry all day long if they want to. I just think that white people in dreads is just something that looks very foolish. And I wish that a lot of you would stop comparing it to women, black women who get weaves, because it is not even close to the same thing. And I will tell you why it is not even close to the same thing.
How dumb.
Getting a weave has nothing to do with race or like a specific, like when you get a weave, it doesn't mean that you're trying to look like a certain race. It doesn't mean that you're trying to have the hair of a certain race. It just means that maybe you want your hair to be straight. It just means maybe you want a big curly fro. Like, weave can be a million different hairstyles. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really, it's not attributed to one group or one look. It just means that you are putting extra hair in your head so that you right. can get the look that you're looking for. Also, white people are not and will never, ever, 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 ever be the only race or group of people that have straight hair, that have blonde hair, nope. that have wavy hair. It just isn't, that's never going to be the case. So you can't think that right. that's a compelling argument that, oh, well, y'all get weaves, so why can't white people have dreads? Right. I mean, you can if you want to. You're just going to look dumb, and I'm going to say it.
Right. That's the only thing. Like, we can say that you look dumb in dreads. You can't be mad at that. Like, no one is stopping you from getting dreadlocks. Stop acting like black people saying you look stupid is you not being allowed to get dreadlocks. White people are allowed to do whatever the fuck they want to do. I think society makes that clear. So it's not even an issue of you being allowed to do it, sis. You just look dumb, and you we're going to keep stupid. Saying it. And you're not going to act like dreadlocks are the same as like Jennifer Aniston's bob or some shit. Like, oh, you know, you have that hairstyle, so we can just have this hairstyle too. Like, bitch, sit y'all's ignorant asses down. But it's Justin Bieber, so girl, all
right. Right.
Moving right along from your shenanigans.
She'll chop all of those things off, and next month she'll have
right.
like
Justin a will watch this shit right out. Exactly.
Or like a mohawk with nigga shaved into both sides. It's just something just ridiculous.
Is his tour over? Because I'm sure he's not on tour with that hair. I'm Who sure cares? He's not performing with that hair.
He's taking lots of photos of it, I guess. I think that he was like maybe some girl. Award show or something. I just don't care. Like, I just look at you and I laugh. And it's not even just because it's Justin Bieber. It's because it's a white person with dreads. So any of you who do it, I am going to look at you and shake my head and laugh because you look foolish. And there are so many things that you could do with your hair. I don't know why you're committed to doing something that makes you look stupid and is not even natural or healthy for your hair.
I mean, so, it can't be good for your scalp to have glue and pop
mud
rocks.
And mulch.
Twisty turns. All
fucking
kinds of
all
shit.
Fertilizer and all kinds
Stop
of shit in your
this.
Head.
Your scalp is so angry.
Just so you can look like Eddie from Tekken.
Bye,
girl. Go sit down.
Bye, sweetie.
So, Christian Combs is Puffy's son that looks just like Puffy. So, you know, Puffy has lots of children, some that he claims, and, you know, just a lot of kids. But the one that looks exactly like him, that's Christian. And he just turned 18 and apparently signed to Bad Boy Records with his father in L.A. sitting right by his side. Now, I think
Lord.
That this is fantastic because Christian, whether he knows it or not, will more than likely be the first person ever signed to Bad Boy that will flop and still be rich. And it's net, like, you can't take that away from him. You know what I'm saying? Of course I'm assigned to Bad Boy. I could sign to fucking Nick Jr. No matter right. where I release an album, I'm going to be wealthy regardless, ho.
Right.
So I just, it, how, you know, what does that do for the morale of people like, you know, Dream or like...
Damn, Dream. Rest in peace, know. Dream. I love them white girls. they were just life to me. But I mean, you add an L.A. Reid into this situation too, like not Justin. Christian might be the only person on earth who could sign a contract with Diddy and L.A. Reid, like, and not come out of this broke.
Really not have any kind of like second thoughts.
Because everybody reluctant. Else. That's why Diddy is now trying to put together, I don't know if it's like a tour, like a reunion, Bad Boy reunion tour, or if it's just like a one-time thing, like a Biggie celebration.
I think there's like a tour and there's a Biggie celebration. I feel like these are two different things.
I mean, I'm for this tour, but I'm not sure exactly how many cities you're going to be able to sell tickets in. New York, definitely. Like, Brooklyn,
oh,
definitely.
Oh, New York's selling the fuck out.
Definitely. Maybe L.A., but I'm hard-pressed to think of who in other
Atlanta.
Cities is going to come. Atlanta. But Atlanta has their own flops to go see in shows.
But didn't Puffy sign a couple of people from Atlanta that would be a part of the tour?
Oh, 112.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, 112, I mean, you know, 112 is ubiquitous. But
112 could do a week of shows in Atlanta.
I was right. 112 could do that by themselves. They don't need... Just so all the 30-plus bitches like me could hear Peaches and Cream again and be like, yes.
But Puffy's paying for this.
And listen, why spend your own money when you could spend somebody else's?
Especially
somebody who owes
when...
you anyway.
I wasn't going to say it.
Yes, you were.
I was going to say it. But regardless, I'm just happy for
Why
Christian.
Not?
Because Christian's sitting next to these two niggas, both these niggas. These motherfuckers be
these
at every award show.
Everybody's money.
Every white party with niggas sitting there like, you know your daddy owe me $20,000. And he's just like, that ain't got nothing to do with me or my two new Ferraris. So I don't know what to tell you.
You
girl.
Know your play uncle played me out of $3 million, though. Like,
I don't even know
90s.
What he does. I'm assuming he's going to rap.
Who, Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really have to do anything. He's Diddy's child. That's why he got this contract. Like,
right.
Just, I mean, and obviously, like, nobody is even surprised by this. So, okay. Again, we're not expecting Christian to be some giant musical, you know, sensation.
That's I'm
not,
just, like, when you're born wealthy and you have just lived all of your life just rich, you don't have to work. You don't have to respect anyone. It's just like, I might as well have a record deal. Like, it's things like that. Because even if he didn't want to have a record deal, if this nigga wanted to have, like, his own cell phone, or he wanted to have, like, his own line of motorbikes, his dad would just be like, oh, okay, girl. Like, and just get it done.
Right.
So this is just a child having fun.
It must be so nice to have so much money that you can do whatever you want, and it doesn't matter if it's successful, because you're going to be fine regardless.
Now, if the music is good...
I'll just be surprised.
I will be shocked.
I'll just be surprised, because there's no reason for Christian Combs to make good music. His life has been a cakewalk.
Also new deals for young black folk. EJ Johnson.
Father God.
EJ Johnson, Magic Johnson's son, who's famous for constantly being beat. And wearing above the knee shorts,
staying
usually
in a
coochie
shoe.
Cutters,
always giving you a shoe,
some kind of a shawl,
a bag.
Oh, purse first,
purse first.
So I just think this is gonna be, EJ is getting his own show because he was on this show, Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
Instagram?
No, oh. No.
Rich Kids.
I think
of something.
It started as Rich Kids of Instagram, and then they turned it into a show.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. I don't even know. If it's
oh,
the same
they changed
group of
the
kids.
Instagram account into a show, or maybe they just took that idea and cast some people who were rich. In
maybe.
Beverly Hills.
Either way, the show is based off of that.
Okay.
And I think that's what it's called. Whatever. But he would only be. I never even really watched it because I only wanted to watch it because he was on it, and he would be like the friend. So he was only on there like a.
So he wasn't
a
like
bit.
A cast member.
Right. He okay. would like. Just here and there. I didn't see enough of him. It was usually just really rich white kids complaining. And I didn't find anything fun about that. Except for when it was The Hills. Because that was drama they wrote.
I never saw The Hills.
And Heidi Montag is still crazy. But this is going to be EJ in the City, I think it's called. I just really want to watch him go and buy bags and be...
I was going to say, what does this entail exactly?
I don't care.
Okay.
I just want to watch EJ Johnson buy some new Manolos... And try them on and just walk around in them and command the LA block. Like, I live for him.
Yes. I want to see him walk into his parents' house in these heels and cape and purse and everything and have them be like, well, what's up, son? How are you? Like,
right.
Niggas on the internet seem to think that Magic Johnson has a reason to be ashamed of EJ.
He lives for him.
Right. And they're like, no, we love our son. And we think it is so important for him to express himself however he wants to. And regardless, that is my child. So
EJ probably be teaching his daddy how to use Snapchat and what the filths are and stuff. I'm like, Dad, if you're going to be out here, you are not going to be out here looking
crazy.
You're
not going to embarrass me.
Right. You're not going to embarrass
me. You don't know how to use the internet.
Me.
Right.
It is my time now.
Magic is the embarrassment.
Like, you got your shit. All right. Thanks for all of the cars.
You're not going to be out here on Twitter and shit like you don't know how to use this shit.
Everybody, it's about EJ now.
I'm not mad.
I really want to see it, so I'm excited.
Is he like a stylist or something, or is he just like a socialite? I'm gonna watch regardless.
I really don't.
But
he could be
maybe
an astronaut,
EJ had
for all I know. I think that he's most known for being like a socialite,
yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he's also styling people or has a line. I really don't care. I just want to see him be funny and fashionable.
Is it E? What network is he on?
E,
of course.
Because, you know, but...
All right, well, you know, I don't like to give the Kardashians any money, but I'll watch this anyway.
It's all about you, boo.
It is.
I'm watching it for
you. It's all for you.
So I need understanding on what this means. The LA Lakers have deactivated Nick Young over this shit with his soon-to-be ex-fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is deactivating?
That just means he's not active on the roster, meaning he's not going to be playing for the foreseeable future.
What is that? What's the difference between that and being suspended? Like, suspended means
suspended means it's a punishment for something that you did and you are not allowed to play. This is something where he's just not playing. You can be deactivated for a number of reasons. And this one is probably something like team morale or...
Okay, so the coach said it has nothing to do with chemistry and everything to do with basketball. I know what he's going through.
What? Nothing to do with chemistry and everything to do with basketball. What a stupid statement.
I know he's going through and I know it's hard on him, but he's not here with us mentally and there's no need for me to put him out there on the floor. Coach Scott.
Well, that's real. I mean, if he's not focused on the game and not playing, then he shouldn't be out there. But let's not act like chemistry don't have everything to do with this. All this shit going on between Nick Young and the rest of the Lakers and that leaked video and all that is definitely affecting the team. But the Lakers were pure doo-doo garbage anyway, so none of this really matters. It doesn't really matter. The 76ers are the only team worse than the Lakers, so... I'm sorry Kobe had to go out like that, but it is what it is.
So he's still, this is his last.
Yeah, this is his farewell tour. He's going around the country. Waving at
Kobe went to Sir Brian Scott and said, look, I don't know nothing about these new age Vine Snapchat hoes. And see, in my day, when we had our hoes, this is what we did. And the coach was like, weren't you
for rich money?
This has nothing to do with that, all right? I'm not going out like no bitch made ass shit, okay, because of fancy. Now you tell these girls that they need to get their shit together. Like,
not fancy.
Kobe is in the locker room like...
I'm sure he's irate.
Iggy, Azalea, Banks... I don't give a fuck. I don't know who anybody is, but you tell these bitches out here that
I refuse to believe Nick Young is like actually distraught over Iggy Azalea.
No, he's probably just beefing with the other niggas and they're not playing together
exactly.
Well.
Exactly.
It has so they're like, all right, bye, girl.
That is a bunch of shit. You mean to tell me five niggas on the court don't need to have chemistry and get along in order to play well? Bitch, good night. That's not how the game goes. So
because they had a whole press conference with Stepper and Pete, all a whole
with
backdrop,
both of them,
with both of these niggas, just for the likes of D'Angelo Russell to come out and be like, well, I didn't think that anybody was gonna see it when
girl,
I was snitching out him on Snapchat or whatever, and I had just thought it was funny and we all be joking around, Nick too, and you know, but my bad or whatever, that you know, the white girl is going to be all mad or whatever, but, you know, this is just what we do or whatever. And then Nick is basically does... I love that whenever basketball players, or really any athlete, but mostly basketball players, whenever they get into some kind of trouble that's unrelated to the game, they always say, I just want to focus on the beautiful game of basketball. Every one of them says, like, my focus right now is on the game that I love to play, and that's basketball. Like...
How come your focus wasn't on that when you was being a fuck nigga then? How come you wasn't thinking about basketball in that moment?
You seem to focus on a lot of vagina as well. So it just feels like your focus can be placed in lots of different places. But it's great that you're focusing on the thing that makes you money and is the only reason we know who you are.
Right.
So,
speaking of vagina, did you see Iggy Azalea perform at the iHeart Music?
Why would I do that?
iHeart Radio.
iHeart Awards.
iHeart Awards. Yes, I was just flipping through the channels and happened to land on that right as her performance started, and it was every bit as wretched as you are thinking it is. You should Google it just to laugh, because
you know what? I feel like I paid my Iggy Azalea dues. I think that, you know, I was definitely supportive
initially.
Yeah. I also think that there are several Iggy Azalea songs that I still don't mind. I don't even think that she's a horrible artist. I just don't want to. I'm not interested. I don't care. Like, I wish you whatever.
Damn.
Like, I don't
care. Not the best
anymore.
Or the worst.
And it has nothing to do with her as a performer or anything like that. I'm over it. Like, goodbye.
Well, it's about over. Like, there's about to be nothing else left to say it, so.
Oh, I think that she just got in trouble with the IRS, too.
Did she? What, yeah, for
like,
not paying taxes?
Like, a tax lien, like $360,000 or something. Like, life's hard on her as it
did
is.
Did she think because she wasn't American, she wasn't going to have to pay that? Maybe. Sweetie, that's not how it works. I'm here to tell you.
IRS, I don't care if your card is green, blue, red, striped, polka dot. You're going to pay
really
what you owe,
matter.
Girl.
You're going to run us our money.
You made some money over here, and girl, a piece of that is ours. A good chunk. Now you take whatever you got left back to the Outback if you want to, girl. But until we get ours,
your ass on home.
You ain't going nowhere.
That's real.
There's a company called Lululemon that apparently makes like activewear.
Yeah.
Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter, first of all, we haven't got an album like we said that we were going to last week. We were just predicting things. Also, this episode is out early. So technically, we meant till Thursday. Now, Beyonce, really, it's on you. So whatever you know, I'm here. Still information.
They've remained information this whole time.
And I'm trying to figure out where to go from here, you know, but I shan't move.
But I just feel like I'm going to have to pose like this forever. Like, when is it? But you know what? I don't rush.
I'm not complaining.
Right. No, I don't rush.
I'm
her.
Ready and willing. I just feel like it's upon us.
Right. And whenever she's ready, I'm ready.
And I just, you know, my anxiety is real and I may die.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Of shock. You know, anything could be happening. You could
Whenever
be on an elevator. You could be on the elliptical. You could be like bench pressing. Like, your life could be intense. Okay. Anything could happen where you will lose focus and like the ability of your motor skills. Like, anything, you could die. I'm just putting that out there.
I've been fighting sleep for the past few nights because I feel like as soon as I go to sleep, she's going to put it on tidal and I'm going to miss it. Like,
I make sure that
I'm stressed.
One of those monthly Boingo hotspot accounts so that if we're in the air traveling for the read live, I will have access to this album. Like, there's just, you have to be ready in all corners. And it's not just because it's Beyonce. It's because it's something that you enjoy that's very important to you.
Right.
And this is one of those things. So
We've just been ready for so long.
You know, and whenever.
Still ready though, Queen.
For whenever you want. So she did drop some news of her new line. Elle Magazine was trying to play a game. Now, again, I don't know why, like, y'all, I don't know what y'all do when it comes to looking out for the queen, but you do it wrong. Like, you're doing it incorrectly because you let Elle punk you into thinking that they were about to debut the album on Instagram or something.
That wasn't it.
When they said countdown, you should have known that Beyonce was going to be on the cover of Elle Magazine.
It's a magazine. So. But they were playing with the, you know, one photo every hour, and the Hive is so disturbed. Like, everybody is so on edge and restless. Like, they're so ready for this bitch to come back that every little thing, niggas is just going nuts behind.
Yesterday's Tidal's Twitter account tweeted something like, there's a new TDE release coming to Tidal tonight. And everybody's like, it's the queen, it's the queen, it's the queen. And I was like, TDE stands for Top Dog Entertainment.
Right. Beyonce is not on TDE.
She's not signed to TDE. So.
Is it not SZA? Did SZA drop something?
I think it was Schoolboy Q.
Oh, okay.
So my feelings were hurt, even though I do love Schoolboy Q, but I really want SZA's new album.
Right. So,
like, my God.
Damn, two disappointments.
Right. Back-to-back disappointments. And then I think somebody from the account also, like, almost leaked it. Like, I think that there was a tweet from that account that said something like, it's here, and then they used, like, bumblebee emojis, and there was a link, but the link went to Tidal and nothing was there. Like, it said, sorry, page isn't found.
Oh my God.
So somebody, like an internet
somebody
Tidal.
Somebody is playing.
Somebody getting fired.
Oh my God.
2016, we're bringing it back, because you hoes are like, you can't just be playing with our emotions as our emotions are already running wild. That is cruel.
Right.
And unusual.
Everybody is so worked up. Like, please don't fuck with our emotions right now. People are just, everybody's feeling real sensitive, and it's an important moment.
Also, I just want to say now, while we're on the topic, because this story has nothing to do with any of this, but I might as well. When it does happen, don't look for me. Don't ask.
Nope.
You know, oh, is Fury all right? Somebody check on him and make sure he's breathing. I am. I'm breathing and I'm allowing for Beyonce to breathe life into my earbuds.
Right.
So don't.
And
look,
I just need some time to myself to let that happen.
At least 24 hours. Now, I might pop back in and out to give you, like, you know, just overall reactions, because I'm sure that she's going to snatch my soul out of my body as it's happening. But if you don't see or hear from me, I'm fine. Maybe. just let me enjoy it. Either way. So Ivy Park. Ivy Park is Beyonce's new activewear line that is being sold exclusively at Topshop, but also at Nordstrom and somewhere else. So I don't know why
I'm a little
said
confused
exclusive.
By that.
Like, that's not what exclusive.
Would there be
this?
Maybe the same pieces won't be at both stores, which sounds not.
That might actually be kind of cute.
Not likely, but maybe, right? Because if that's the case, I have no problem going from Topshop at 10 a.m. on the 14th and then taking my ass straight over to Nordstrom.
Well, all I can buy is a hoodie and a headband. So
what you mean? Really, it's for women. You don't have to be a woman to buy it, though.
I don't really see much that I could pull off for myself.
You don't think so?
No.
Nothing you would really want to put on?
I may get that Ivy Park.
You don't like the joggers? The little sweatpants?
Oh, wait. You're right. So the hoodie, the joggers, and I definitely need to get the headband that she and Blue Ivy were wearing. But I might buy that Ivy Park leotard that she wears with the words
and
across the front and just, like, frame it.
Okay.
I may, like, wear it around the house one time when the album comes out.
Yeah, that's
and I'm
real.
Hanging it up.
I'm buying everything I can fit. I'm not even going to lie to myself. Like, when I go to Topshop on that day, I'm buying everything that goes
me.
On my body and fits it. Yes, I am. I mean,
I don't
just
have
am.
A problem.
And I'm going to be at CrossFit in my Ivy Park. And they knew it. I went to CrossFit that same day that it was announced. And the one white boy there who, like, listens to black music was like, so Ivy Park, that's going to be you in this gym. And I was like, I'm so glad you know me. Like, I'm so glad that you, I didn't even have to just bring it up. You knew, yes, I'm going to be here in my leotard and my socks. And who's going to be mad about it?
And shout out to all the butch queens who are also ready for their actually, I should say, well, butch and fam, all the girls, really. I'll see you at the club. Because I know lots of you are also going to be wearing these leotards and you're just going to wrap a flannel shirt around your waist and, you know, maybe some Tims, and you're going to be ready for war. And I'm ready as well. Like, I'm ready to see it. Please post it on Instagram. Nobody can shame you. I'm so excited.
Right. So nobody, very few people are planning to, like, actually work out in these clothes. And maybe I'll get the, and maybe I'll get the clothes and be like, girl, this is not.
That's why when I watched that long ass commercial, she's talking about, where's your park? You know, I remember when we first started the group and my daddy woke up and told all of us to get our asses out the bed and start running. And I was like, my nigga. And so, like obviously she didn't do that. But it was like, it was
basically
so serious and all in the effort to get people to be healthy and stuff. And I'm like, Beyonce, like, the vast majority of these motherfuckers are wearing this to their desk job and then to the club.
Y'all better not be wearing no athletic leisure to the club or work.
What? Absolutely.
You supposed to wear that stuff to, like, run errands. Like, Lululemon, that is clothes white women, yoga pants that white women wear to do all their other errands and shit in. It's not like actual clothes they do yoga in. So,
well, the New York queens, especially Harlem, they be wearing yoga pants to brunch. So,
well,
I don't see why you can't do it now. You're right.
Ivy Park is gonna be everywhere.
Either way, Lululemon and some white people, whatever. They the ones who I had to Google Lululemon because
it's everywhere.
I'm more familiar with the logo than the name because it doesn't say Lululemon. It looks like a uterus or something, like fallopian tubes.
And every time I see the logo, I think it's Under Armour. And then I that is not. It's Lululemon.
I would have never, whatever. Someone said something on Twitter like, is Ivy Park supposed to be like Lululemon? And so they tweeted back something like, they say imitation is the highest form of flattery. Guess Beyonce is crazy. So crazy in love with our stuff that she decided to make her own. Paraphrase. I did the best. I can't find the quote who cares?
Right.
But when I looked it up and I went to Google Images, I was like, oh, Lululemon is those like yoga pants that the white girls be wearing to the gym that be having like seashells and shit all over it. Like, girl, it's did like you see what she had? Pants.
Yeah.
No, girl.
I mean, it's like a decent quality, but it's not anything like Beyonce's design. So I'm not sure why that came out of somebody's Twitter fingers. Like,
I don't know how you fixed your 140 characters to say that.
That's not it at all.
I don't. It's not even almost like the same. The only thing y'all have in common is that you can work out in both of these.
Y'all not the only ones making tank tops and stretchy pants. Like, that's not. You don't have the corner on the market there. So
like Beyonce can't just live.
But they tried to be cute about it, you know, and turn it into a little joke and ha-ha, you know.
And they got stung to almost death.
Listen, the Hive is agitated and they just want the album. And every time y'all say something to piss them off, they're going to react. Like, they're
sick of your shit.
They are. They're fed up. Everybody is fed up. And now you on the internet making fun. It's almost like you spitting in their face about Beyonce not having this album out yet. Fucking with them and this damn Lululemon. So, yeah, they went off. They were annoyed.
Oh God. So last but not least, apparently
this is not
it's
news.
Official.
This is not news.
Everybody get their wedding attire together because are going. Actually, fuck that. Drake just dropped two new songs.
Oh,
one
did
is
he,
called
for
Pop Style featuring The Throne, which is Kanye West and Jay-Z. Shout out to Drake's light skin ass to get them to do a song together.
How cute is that? The Throne. Aw.
And the other song is called One Dance featuring Wizkid and Kyla. Now, I listened to both of the songs over and over again on the way over here, and I think I need to listen to them some more.
Wow. So they're not good?
It's not that they're not good. I just don't feel one way or the other about them right now.
What about the Kanye and Jay song?
The Kanye and Jay song was cool. Jay-Z was kind of like, okay, I'm going to cough on this song, and then Kanye, you can have the rest of it. Like, it wasn't like he was on there for all of 4 seconds, and then Kanye was cute or whatever. But it's just, like, I think it's going to grow on me. Yeah. I know it will. The other One Dance song sounds like he wrote it for Rihanna, and she was like, I'm good.
Okay.
And so he kept it.
I wonder if these are singles off Views or if these are just extra songs.
No, because they're both, he tweeted them with hashtag Views on it. So I guess these are lead singles for the album, and one will probably go to Urban and the other one will go to Pop or whatever.
Yeah, probably. Oh, that makes sense. The rap one goes to Urban and the other one goes to Pop.
Exactly.
Because either way, you're just trying to get a number one without Rihanna.
Both exclusively on Apple Music right now.
That's right. That's right, because of that contract, that OVO Sound Radio and everything else.
And Jay-Z is still on one of those records, and so is Kanye West.
And that's just how it's going to be. Like, please, this whole
them
streaming
niggas
and
Apple
service.
Music are holding their balls right now. Like, what were you going to do? God damn.
I mean, everybody has their own contracts and whatnot, so it is what it is. But yeah.
I feel like that's
Apple Music out here.
I think the contract part is what makes everything complicated, because it's not that you're just streaming and like, okay, well, Jay-Z owns this and like Drake is over here. It's like Drake got a contract here, Adele got a contract here, and then Kanye is over here, and Nicki's over there, and Beyonce's here, and you over there.
Right.
It's just like, so it's like, okay, if you like all of these motherfuckers, I got to pay $60 a month so I can have, I'm not doing
or
that.
Or you could just buy their music.
Right.
Everybody has an option to purchase the album, except Kanye, but he was tripping. Kanye was telling a lot of lies.
But nobody believed
him. My music is never going to be anywhere but Tidal, and I'm never releasing another album, and you'll never hear this anywhere else. And 1.5 weeks later.
Now I heard he's not going to release another album. He's just going to keep changing this one.
Which sounds ridiculous.
It's just.
But I noticed the version of Ultralight Beam that's on Tidal is not the same as the one that's on Apple Music. There's like
Yeah, he did change
a couple
it.
Of like, little. And
I can't
so,
keep up.
But you know what, Kanye? I'm not going to be doing this with your ass. If you think I'm going to re-listen to The Life of Pablo every year for the rest of my life, you are dead ass wrong, sis. I will not be doing it. I don't care what changes you make. I'm not going through that with you.
I like that Kanye is like innovative, or at least makes, you know, the effort to be innovative and do things differently. But like sometimes you don't really have to. Some things can just be traditional and you don't have to like shake the scene up. You know what I'm saying? You already got a crazy ass clothing line. You got shoes that are like not very cute that people still want to pay hundreds and thousands of dollars for. You got a video game coming out about your mama. You have all of these things. You know what I'm saying?
Two
beautiful kids. You know, I just feel like you, it's almost like he wants everything to be like nothing you've ever seen or experienced before. And I appreciate that. But then sometimes it's just like, just give me some regular.
Right.
I don't have time to be trying to wrap my mind around. Snapchat is changing their update every week. I just can't adjust to all of this change all the time. I'm human.
First Snapchat and now Kanye.
So, yeah, Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian are engaged. Congrats.
All right.
That's it.
Okay. Well, that's it for the Hot Topics. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Hey, you guys. This episode is being brought to you by Bevel and Tristan Walker, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair, sensitive skin. If that's you, like it is me, then you need to start shaving smarter and say goodbye to irritation, to razor bumps, to just looking in the mirror and feeling like those new honey nut M&Ms that's about to come out. Like you just feel like your face is just ragged and you don't have to feel that anyway. Clinically proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation. There's a reason that 9 out of 10 Bevel customers come back month after month because it works and it's awesome and you don't have to worry about it. I'm still using it so I can line my beard up. If that's something that you want to do the summer 16, you can do that as well. You know, it's a straight razor. It comes with a badger brush, a whole little kit you can get so that your whole situation is great and you feel sexy and you can go and get chosen. You can choose. You can do whatever it is that you want to in your life because Bevel makes it so. All you got to do is go to getbevel.com and use code FREERED. And the first 200 people will get their first month free at Bevel. Do it for the Vine, for the Gram, for the Snap, for the Twit, for the Friend. Okay. Do it for the Bay, for the Boo. Whatever it is that you have to do, get Bevel and get your life. And let's move on. Okay, listen, people, we're back. And I don't really know how to preface the moment in my life right now. I don't know how to describe what's happening to me in my spirit, in my being. But Kelly Rowland is actually here in person in the studio.
Like
her
right
body
in front
is
of our faces.
Right next to ours.
And I'm licking his ear.
And like,
girl.
Everything is happening
right
in this room.
This woman I have loved for so long is right in front of our faces. So,
and I'm rubbing her beautiful fro.
Girl. Oh, I'm dying. I've ascended.
Kelly, thank you for coming. Thank you for making the studio smell so nice. And
do I smell good today?
You do.
I'm like, oh, good. So I forgot to put on stuff.
It's
perfume.
So your natural scent is
just
vanilla.
You just naturally smell opulent.
And look, maybe it's on his jacket. Thank God.
Girl,
yay.
No. You look good, smell amazing.
Thank you, boo. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I just, madam, okay, so let me just say.
Did you say madam?
Yes.
I just like it.
I want you to understand that I spent times with my cousins in my grandmama's family room watching the Bills video. My cousin Crystal was Kelly. Mm-hmm. You know who I was. Janelle got to choose whoever she wanted to be that day because we had chosen who we wanted. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you are in my face right now is an honor.
Thank you so much.
I used to sit in my dorm room recreating the stove video, like by myself.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I loved that song and video. It was
I do too.
So big to me.
Thank y'all very much. It's very nice to be here.
It means so much to see your face.
So tonight on BT, Chasing Destiny premieres after Black Girls Rock.
Yes.
Which you're also a part of.
Yes.
And we're excited about this. First of all, I want to ask what it took to get here and what really inspired you to go and chase after a girl group.
Okay. One, after Destiny's Child did the very last tour,
I remember that heartbreaking tour.
Oh my God. Girl. Do you know what happened in Italy when we announced that? I was like, But basically, I just said I wanted to take a female group under my wing.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to be one of those artists who had artists and you didn't pay attention to your artists. Yeah.
Do
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just didn't want to be that person. So I said, let me make sure I do the things that fulfill me and the things that I want to do so that when I'm ready to do that, I can just completely give all of myself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And me and Frank have been talking about it over the years. Frank Gatson is who I'm referring to, who was actually in the show, Chasing Destiny, with me. And we were just like, what are we waiting for? Let's just do it. And we wrote the idea down. But here's the thing. There was no formula to this madness. We just wanted to shoot it all in real time, very documentary style. We didn't want there to be like a formula. We didn't want to have an elimination day or round or any, you know, we didn't want any of that. We just wanted it to happen organically. And when we talked to networks about it, they just looked at me like I was crazy. Because they're just, because they're thinking like you have to have some sort of flow or order for the public or audience to follow you. And I said, I don't know if we still have to do people like that.
No.
I don't think you have to do, like, people are too smart. The public is too smart. I said, and they know how to follow stuff. They're very smart. And they're like, well, we disagree. Basically.
Wow.
Okay.
So I talked to Stephen Hill about the idea over at BET, and he was like, oh, I'm in. Let's have a meeting about it. Before we could even finish the meeting, he was like, here are the papers. Let's go. They were so excited. And I always say passion is not for purchase. And when people meet the same passion about a project as you do, those are the people you ride with. And yeah, they've given me some money to shoot this show.
Oh, amen.
Like, so we can have complete fun with cameras. So we got a whole bunch of cameras to be at every corner so that when it is time to edit, we're good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's still very animal style. I was flying by the seat of my pants and we just had a blast. And it was so many talented girls to come out. And I'm just happy that it's finally here. Just something that was an idea and that at the time I thought was going to be a task and hard was so easy.
Really?
Because I had a good time doing it.
Okay.
That would be nice.
That's a long answer.
You can swear if you want.
It's a long ass answer, but I'm really sorry.
No, it's not like a typical reality setup then.
No.
You and Frank are more like mentors and it's not like a judging or elimination process.
It's none
of that. Could call it a docu-series.
It is.
Perf. I prefer that anyway because that's like, it feels like a more respectable term.
No, I mean, I told them, I remember saying, I don't want it to be called a reality show. Hence, like, if you watch the commercial for the show, I was like, I don't want reality stars. I want stars. Like, I don't want girls coming in here feeling like they got to pull out that extra oomph and isms to create your own character and start going down that road. Get out of here. I want a star.
Amen.
Right. Although I feel like Tiffany New York Pollard would be great in a girl.
Do you know who that is?
I was moving on.
Jesus.
I want to know, what is the biggest difference between girls who are auditioning today and getting started in the process of like entering the music industry versus yourselves when you started out as, you know, young ladies?
Two words, guys. Social media.
I knew that was what you were going to say.
No, absolutely. I mean, social media is a pro and a con. To me, it's a pro because you get to tap into and meet people immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, it was actually one of the ways we found girls.
Right.
Like, you would fish to one person to go to another person. It's like the bottomless pit of people for you to find people. And we found so many girls off of social media.
Right.
Then you have girls who, if they have a large following, it's like, well, I got 8,000 followers. I really don't need this. That's like, well, okay.
Feeling yourself.
That's fine. Okay. So, like, you run into that. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, and that's when I remember my creative team, they heard about that story, I guess. And I was like, they said, you need to say, I don't care how many social, whatever followers you have on social media. They said, you should say that line. I said, but I really don't care.
Right.
Because I'd rather you start, I don't care if you start with 5 followers to 5,000 followers. Like, I just want you to be able to work with other women. Mm-hmm. And I want you to be able to not be afraid of work. And then I really care about your voice. Mm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
how hard is it to find those first two? Somebody who is really willing to put in the amount of work that it takes to make it in the industry or sustain a career, because it's not something where you can just give it your all for right. 6 to 8 weeks and then be like, okay, where's my rewards? Like,
right.
How hard is it to find people willing to really put in the hard work?
I think those girls, some of those girls we lost along the way.
Yeah.
But I think some of them just had to be like told, you know what I mean? Like, this is only a little bit of work.
Right. Compared to what's really coming.
And, that, you know, you just tell them first off, and then when they start to get into it, they looking at me and Frank like, y'all, sis, we hate you at 6 o'clock in the morning making us work out. You know what I mean? Like, it's work.
Right.
It takes work.
So you're definitely getting to bring down the hammer and like go off.
Yeah. I went through it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Because I was going to say, I don't know if you are going to be like very kind and maybe let Frank do the yelling or
we both do it.
Because I feel like you paid your black ass dues. So if you want to tell these girls.
You did, girl.
Strap on these stilettos and get to running.
That's basically what happens in one of the songs, man.
Through this park.
I should have auditioned.
You should have auditioned.
Kelly, I'm prepared.
You should have auditioned.
I know what's coming.
Did you have any men audition? No.
No, not okay. this time.
But.
Not this time.
No, no.
But
no spoilers.
No spoilers?
Just a tiny one.
Okay. If everyone loves this show,
okay,
God willing, next season.
Okay. I will be
front row
opening up
ready
for the Just Kelly Rowland saying. Group tour.
That's right. Stretching.
If you, what would you say? Because I feel like we did go over this, but what is it that you need in a group in order to achieve like longevity once it's all said and done? Because I feel like there aren't that many groups, male or female or both, out anymore.
None, boo.
And they always seem to kind of come and then they drift away and people go their separate ways if things end badly or not badly or whatever. What is it that you need in order to like achieve like that strength and longevity in the industry?
One, a sense of self. If you understand who you are, you have the capacity to understand who other people are. I do not want to get deep. But basically, it's really true. Like, if you like, oh, you know what? Oh, I carry the bottom and it's not so dope. Oh, my tone is so dope. Oh, and I'm cute in this dress. Oh, you know, I know what, you know what you bring.
Right. Yeah.
And then you're not intimidated or upset with your girl next to you, you know, with whatever she brings. And I think that, like, the dynamic starts to change when then people see you out and it's like people start picking their favorites.
Right.
And if they like somebody more than you, you like, like, your feelings can get hurt. But you shouldn't even care about that part.
Right.
Because guess what you're doing? You're doing what you love and you're getting paid for it? Shut up. Go buy a house.
That's the same thing we say all the time.
Yes,
these people making exactly. all this money. Like, go enjoy it.
Go enjoy it. So it's just really staying focused and just knowing what you bring to the table. But outwork everybody. Outwork everybody. Mm-hmm. Go talk to people. Go record. Go figure out what you want to do different. Go figure out the risk that you want to take. Like, you know, with your style. Be different. Dare yourself to be different.
Right.
Okay. So, talk to us a little bit about Black Girls Rock. You're presenting
yes!
at the show.
Gladys.
To Miss Gladys Knight. So, what was that?
Love overboard.
Yes. Did you do that for her?
No, I didn't. I don't know what's wrong with me this morning. It might be leftover Theraflu from my cough syrup.
I'm super glad you're bringing it to the studio.
Because Kelly's giving us a little choreo to go on. This throwback, and I'm with it.
No, Gladys is so fly.
Mm-hmm.
She looks great in her dress. She was sitting next to her boo thing, just smiling and beaming, and she just shimmied all over the stage. She hit us with all her hits, and I was just honored to be presenting an award to her. I remember she pulled me to the side last year or 2 years ago, and she said, if they ever do a movie on me, I want you to play me. I was like, done.
Yes. I vote as well.
Because I think it's amazing that around a time where it was so many female groups, Gladys was with some dudes.
Right.
And she was the leader.
Right.
You know what I mean? It speaks volumes about her. And they were a family and they stuck together. And she's just remarkable. And I think what makes her shine so beautifully is her spirit. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she is.
Kelly music. When are we getting new Kelly music and possibly movies? Look, and did you?
Tilt's head.
And anything else you want to do?
Tilt's head. Okay, so I'm spending the end of this month tying all strings on this record. I have to, because it's been 2 darn years in the making and 3 years since the last album. So I get it. I'm frustrated too.
Okay. So you feel us on this?
I feel a certain way about, you know, Kelly.
Yes.
She should really get her shit together.
But Kelly really is a mom now.
I know, but even still, she has to, you know, really get her stuff together and figure out what sound she wants to do.
Kelly is also a legend and deserves to just have her feet up on the coffee table and watch Netflix for however many years.
If that's what you want. You've given us enough.
I'll be sure to tell her that.
Okay. Are you hard on yourself?
Yes.
Very self-critical?
I'm super, super hard on myself. I expect for the next record to just be something that no one else can sing. You know what I mean?
Like,
and I say this because I have great respect for myself and I just keep it honest. And for me, like, I loved Kisses Down Low. Loved Kisses Down Low.
Me too.
But a lot of other R&B chicks could have sang it.
I see what you mean.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It wasn't a specific Kelly sound.
It wasn't a motivation type move.
Right.
Motivation was daring in a moment where people were just doing like fast songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to slow it down. And I was petrified, by the way. Because,
really?
Yes.
You didn't look it.
Not at all.
Well, if you only knew the story behind that video.
Well, if you would tell us, we would love to hear.
He's like, we have time. Okay, so Frank Gatson, of course, I've been working with him forever. Frank comes and we get choreography done for the video, but you saw how the set was, like really oozy, industrial, really cool. And it's all these beautiful people in there. Very swagshy. They're all dressed and dirtified up. We putting like, you know, the oil and stuff on them, making it look like really grimy or whatever. And Frank is like, look, I need y'all to stop acting like y'all from L.A. and get focused and act like you just want to fuck everybody. And I said, oh, God.
That's your aesthetic,
I don't know how they're going to take this. But it was so weird because for 2 minutes after he said that, it was complete quietness. It was almost like everybody got super focused.
Okay.
And there was like this something, a hush over the room that was like a sexy, oozy feeling over the room. And next thing you know, people just felt like grimy with it. It was nice. It was like everybody went outside to smoke an L and came back in.
Okay.
And I know that life. Okay. Completely so,
right. So some context.
So
I get it.
They came back in and everybody was just oozy, just like super sensual and super sexy. Like people were leaving the set, probably going to get it on and then coming back.
Okay.
Not
like
bad.
Well, all right.
It was whatever you have to do to get the shot.
We got the shot, honey.
Yes, you did.
We got the shot. It worked.
Okay. I want to ask you, because first of all, Titan is just so cute.
I can't deal with the little smiles.
Wait.
He's just like, seems like one of the happiest babies.
Yo,
like,
he is so happy.
He's always smiling and laughing. I want to know, right, because I'm thinking about, like, growing up, following Destiny's Child and whatnot. I have to see.
Okay, yeah, I have to see this video. Okay.
Press play.
We're getting exclusive. Yes, Titan, get into work!
That's his song!
Oh, my gosh, the
Look
smile!
At his face.
Kelly, I can't have no babies. I'm just irresponsible. So you have to just...
Yes, go off, Young King.
Yo, he loves this song. He's it's another so reason I can't finish the record. I can't have Rihanna beating me out of record. Having my child dance, and I can't make my child dance off my record. I think she's so talented, but dude, I just cannot.
So Mama has cute. To have a hit for her baby too.
Mama exactly. has to have a hit. He needs to do the he does this shoulders. Thing like later in that video. He goes yes, on the rhythm. Beat is so cute.
He was so fly in his little Easter suit. I said, yes, Kelly, better dress this baby.
Just like, yo, I need all the photos.
I get his clothes, some of his clothes, like, made.
Yes, I'm sure you do, because he's so fly.
Without question.
Of it's course so you do. Fun.
What was one of the first, because we were talking about this maybe a week or so ago, about like having those moments where you realize that you're turning into a mom. What was one of the first things that you noticed after you had him that was just like, oh, I'm a mama. Like, I am a full-fledged mama.
Like, I'm acting like a mother.
Oh. It was probably when I was trying to actually go out. Me and his dad, like, he was maybe a month old.
Right.
And me and Tim were like, oh, my God, we haven't been out. We haven't been away from the baby. We need to go away. We went to Nobu, and we're like, there's this one video, and we trying to really fake it too. Like, we like dancing in the car or whatever, and as soon as we get to the table, we're both like we're looking at the cameras in the house to find the baby.
To make sure he's all
and
right.
I said, no, this is not the life I'm supposed to live. Literally thinking to myself, like, okay, I'm supposed to be out having a good time. It's just me and my hubby. You know what I mean?
Right.
That is not what happened. We finished dinner in 10 minutes and went right back home.
Check. Bring me the check. I'm ready to go.
Check, please.
So your husband's the same way. Like.
We are the same way. And I was like, this is just useless. One of us should give in and say, oh, let's stay back. But we're both like, yes, can we please get the check? Oh, do you want that to go? Okay. Are you going to hurry up and sip that wine? Hurry up.
Just drink it.
Yes, tell Valet to bring the car out now before we get up.
Right.
We don't have time to waste.
Completely. So, yeah, between that and then the other, oh, God. The other night, me and La and Angie, we were at La's house. I'll show y'all a video. She wouldn't care. But we're out there and we're clowning, just being silly. And Cayenne comes up and does this like silly old folks dance.
Right.
No, but I was pissed. I was like, are you mocking us? I was so mad.
Like, this is how y'all old like, asses is dancing.
Like, literally, like Tales from the Crypt, like something weird. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, is he mocking us?
And Cayenne is Lala's boy.
Yo,
right.
I looked at La and said, this is, he's mocking us.
And calling Angie, us old?
Is he calling us old? I immediately became upset.
He's making fun of us.
So her nieces are in the corner laughing at us.
Oh, so it's an inside joke.
It's a
with the kids.
The right. youth gets it.
The youth completely got, and I'm sitting on the couch because I refuse to get up. I was like, y'all ain't laughing at me.
I love it.
I sat down. I was like, oh my God.
It's me now.
I'm
the mom now.
I'm the one.
I used to be the one in the corner cracking up,
laughing at the grown-ups. And now...
And I'm grown.
And now you're the grown-up.
Yeah.
And now you got
five
a kid's
minutes.
Table for
We're
the kids.
Having such a good time.
Okay.
If you can make a girl group out of solo acts of today, or
ooh,
just in general,
ooh,
who
on,
would
man.
You choose?
Yes,
ooh,
ma'am.
Ooh, ooh, okay. So I think this girl is absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. And she's just a chocolate princess. I mean, there's several on my books who are chocolate princesses, you know. But in a group, it would be Justine Skye.
Okay.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She is beautiful.
Tinashe.
Okay.
Y'all are hilarious.
We're hanging on your every word.
And I would need to find another one, maybe one or two more. Okay. But to me, they both can sing. Like, I saw Justine Skye perform maybe like one or two times. And each time, like, she just has this thing of her own. And she's beautiful.
She commands crowds, too. She's very good.
She's very good. And I just like her. And I like her style. And I think Tinashe can dance her butt off. And she got her hit records.
Yeah.
And a big following. And I just think that they're really great.
Okay.
this room. Can I ask you a goofy question?
Please.
You may have heard this already.
Jesus.
But I promised my friend Asante that I would ask.
This is for you, Asante.
In the dilemma video.
Oh, God.
You are texting Nelly on Microsoft Excel.
Oh, you did not ask her this bullshit. On behalf of Asante.
Okay.
Asante, I'm going to kick your ass.
I promised him I would, even though this is the dumbest question. I love
it
that
is
video.
Not.
It's not Excel?
No, no. It is not a dumb question.
Okay.
I've been asked this question all week.
Oh, my God. Really?
I swear to you. I went. Yeah, we're coming. I went to, what, Elle Magazine, they asked that. This is a fader.
No way.
Everywhere I've gone, they're like, do you know that you're typing
Jesus.
On... And I was like,
Asante, she already knew.
And this is the first time I'm going to admit it. What the hell is that?
What is Excel?
Yes.
The spreadsheet program with Microsoft? Like Word, Excel, PowerPoint,
Yeah, no,
Outlook.
I see. I ain't know about that.
You
they
have
set
to use
you
all
up.
That. You had real talent.
They set me up.
That's some bullshit.
But it was
2002, one, something like that?
Nobody even clocked that until like 360 days ago. Everybody watched that video and was like, all right, Nelly, text her ass back and quit bullshit. Kelly, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It was such an honor. And I also want to let you all know that Kelly said that I have nice skin. Now,
no,
coming from
nice,
Kelly
not nice.
Roland.
This looks like a chocolate bark bar.
Oh, wow.
It's just so gorgeous. I could lick your face. It's so I won't do it because I had a Ricola. I don't know what the remnants of that's going to be.
I would die happy.
No.
Like, you could give me Ebola and
no.
I would be so fine.
Because if you turn your head later on today, you like that. Her breath. I don't
he
want you to
literally
have that
never,
moment. It's Ricola. I don't know what's going on.
He would try to
on.
Lift your saliva off his skin.
I would say
no,
it would be mine.
No, but your skin is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
You're very
likewise.
Welcome.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Everybody, Chasing Destiny tonight on BET
right after
Black Girls Rock.
Yep.
And then Tuesdays.
Yes, Tuesdays at 10.
On BET. So
on
check
BET.
Out Kelly Rowland.
Only on BET.
Legend.
Thank you again for coming through.
This
Child
is so
of
much fun.
Destiny.
Child of Destiny.
All right, y'all. We'll be back. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our very dope sponsors over at Squarespace. Squarespace, of course, is the site that powers our site, thisistheread.com, and so many others because they make it very simple to create a professionally designed website regardless of your skill level. You don't have to know any coding or HTML or CSS or C++ or whatever the hell else. All you have to do is be able to take your browser over to squarespace.com. Building a website can be really easy and time consuming even if you do know what you're doing, but Squarespace is here to help out with tons of templates, and they've got state-of-the-art technology to power your site, making sure that it's super secure and stable. And you already know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs because millions of people and some of the biggest brands worldwide use them too. Like I said, we use it at thisistheread.com, and if I can use Squarespace, literally anybody can do it. It's that simple. Plus, they have 24/7 online support to help you out whenever you may need it. So what are you waiting for? You can start your free trial now with no credit card required. Just go to squarespace.com and use offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com, offer code READ. Get started on building the site of your dreams today. Let them know that we sent you. And now let's finish the show.
Okay, so we're back. Great show. Lots has happened. Still have to end it with some fuck shit. So listen, the read. I will go. I don't think that I have much to say, but I'm a little annoyed. Apparently the GLAAD Awards were recently. So some people won awards for things. Lots of people had their opinions, whatever. I didn't pay very close attention to it because I didn't even know that it was happening until it was over. Mm-hmm. But either way, Queen Latifah won an award for Outstanding TV Movie or Limited Series for her role in Bessie. A website called TomandLorenzo.com wrote an article, or if you want to call it that, because it's really a paragraph. I don't think that people really write
it. Articles are written by journalists.
Right.
So this is an opinion piece.
Yeah. And there's not even a name under it or anywhere. So whatever. I'm just going to say TomandLorenzo.com. So in this little opinion, it says she was excellent in Bessie, and we wouldn't suggest that she doesn't deserve an award for it. But we're not going to lie. We rolled our eyes a little at the idea of her receiving a GLAAD award. We don't tend to vilify closeted celebrities for not coming out, but we do think you have a bit of nerve accepting an award like this if you're not being honest and upfront about yourself. it's your right, but we don't have to respect you for it. Then they go into this sentence about what she wore and how nice she looked, and then said, but come on, queen, isn't it time? So.
What?
Here's my feeling about this. And I just, there are several, but I'm just going to keep it down to, let's say, two. The first one being that Queen Latifah didn't win an award for being Dyke of the Year. Like, she didn't win an award for being, you know, best lesbian. She won an award for a role that she played. She was playing a singer who was bisexual. Like, the character that she played was Bessie Smith, who was a real woman who really... You know what I'm saying?
Existed
and really had relationships with women and men.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what the nomination was for. Outstanding TV movie. Like, she won the award for the character that she played. And it had nothing to do with her personal life. So the fact that you're side-eyeing the fact that she won an award for an LGBT character or whatever, to me, is fucking insane. Because anybody gay or straight could have won an award like that. It's about the character that you're playing and what that means to the community. Secondly, I think that we are living in a society, I know that we're living in a society of oversharing, where motherfuckers just feel like your whole entire life, especially if you are famous or if you do anything in the public eye, it should just be for public knowledge or consumption. It should just be something that everybody should have the opportunity to pick apart. Everybody should know every single thing about you. Like, if you are gay, bisexual, whatever it is that you identify as, then you should know that that is your business. It doesn't matter whether or not you're comfortable sharing it with people. It is still your personal business. So just the same way, even if you are somebody who's out, there are certain things that people shouldn't be able to say to you or ask you, or like, somebody can't just walk up to you on the street and start asking you about your sex life just because you're out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody can't just walk up to you and start asking you questions about what it's like to be bisexual or how long you knew you were gay or whatever, just because you are. Why? Because it's personal. It's your personal life. It's your personal business. Whether you're comfortable discussing that or not has nothing to do with the fact that it is about you. So just because a person is famous doesn't mean that they have to come out of the closet. You don't know her. You don't know what she's got going on or what she chooses. Like, I feel like at this point, especially with Queen Latifah, everybody's just kind of like, girl, we know what's up and it is what it is. It's never going to change the fact that you are talented and that you've put in work for however many years. You're good at what you do and we respect you. Like, nobody fucking cares. Nobody is trying to get Queen Latifah to come out and say, like, oh, so, hey, guys, I really like girls. For what? Like, what do we need from that? What is that going to do for us? How is that going to change your life? How is that going to make you look at sexuality any differently? Like, she doesn't need to be out and saying, hey, everyone, I am gay. I just feel like there are way too many gay people who make other people in the community feel like they have to share that part of their business and they need to be out of the closet, because being in the closet doesn't necessarily mean, it's not a bad thing. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're living a lie. It means that you're keeping your business to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between being in the closet, being on the DL, and being like a cheater or being like a liar or, you know, living two lives or anything. Like, you can be somebody who's in the closet or be discreet, as some apps or whatever may say. I don't know. But she just always seemed to me as someone who was like, you know what? I choose to love who I love or spend my time with who I spend my time with. And I just don't feel obligated to announce that to anybody. I don't feel obligated to share that with anybody. And it doesn't mean that I can't support the community. It doesn't mean that I can't go to the events. It don't mean that I can't be a part of Pride. It don't mean that I can't be on a float. It doesn't mean any of those things. Like, you know what's up, I know what's up, and even if you didn't, it doesn't give you the right to say that, oh,
well, you don't deserve it because you didn't have a coming out party with a banner. And, you know, the cast of RuPaul's Drag Race didn't perform at the ceremony. And like, where the fuck do you get off? It's almost like you're treating people who aren't out as if you are better than them, or you're on a higher or a pedestal or whatever, because you have the courage to come out or whatever. Because it may not even be about fucking courage. Some people just may say, you know what, bitch, I don't want you in my business. For all you know, if Queen Latifah worked a regular ass day job, she may tell everybody that she know that she was gay. Maybe she just doesn't want to. Like, you don't know her.
Right.
People aren't obligated to share their sexual preference with you, regardless of whether you know or don't know, or whether or not you could clock it. They just are not. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure, you could say that younger girls or whatever might have somebody to look at. Da, 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 da. There are plenty of people that you could look at. You know what I'm saying? There are plenty of girls who are out, who have no problem saying that they're out or whatever. So I don't understand why society, especially the gay community, tries to pressure other gay or bisexual or whatever, trisexual, transgender, whatever, tries to pressure people to be like, come out and the water's fine. Everybody just jump on in. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't know these motherfuckers, and your life is your life. Your journey is your journey, and do what the fuck you want to. It doesn't mean that they're doing anything wrong, and it certainly doesn't mean that they're not being upfront or honest about who they are. Like, you're trying to say that she's hiding a part of herself. No, she just doesn't need to confirm or deny anything with you, bitch, because what did you do to earn it? Did you pay her taxes last year, ho? No, you didn't. Did you pay a bill for her? No. Did you introduce her to her wife? Or like, did you? No. No, bitch. You didn't do nothing but sing along to the Living Single fucking theme song when that shit came on. That's all you did, bitch. So leave Khadijah the fuck alone.
And I don't even think she's in the closet. Like, she talks about women offhand or like in a casual way all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
A few years ago at the BET Awards, she was just like, did he keep a bad bitch on his arm just like I do? Like, she's not even in the closet. Y'all are just mad because she won't come out and be like, I'm Queen Dyke and I dyke all over the place.
Right. Like, it's not even some. It's like the brat. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, it's the like brat. The brat.
Brat was never like, oh, hey, y'all, so listen, I'm gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would just see Brat out somewhere with a real bad bitch or whatever, and that was it.
I
was like, well, you know, we knew. Why does she have to come forward and have a fucking press conference with a podium and 13 mics in her face and flashing cameras just to tell you something that you already know?
Yes.
Leave her alone. Where do you get off trying to tell somebody or police people's sexuality or announcements or discussions? Like, and then you wonder. Anyway.
And then you wonder. So this past week, I don't know, a lot has been going. First of all, a quick update to that last read I had about North Carolina. PayPal was supposed to do some sort of expansion in North Carolina and bring like 400 jobs to the area, and they just decided that they was not with that bullshit any longer because of this new rule that they just signed into place about, you know, trans people and all this discrimination and shit. And so I'm just glad to see the fallback coming already on these hateful ass people. Like, you are not going to be allowed to enact legislation that discriminates against others and expect companies to bring their businesses and operate under your laws. Like, I love that companies are stepping up and being like, no, we're not going to participate in the bullshit. So shout out to PayPal, even though Mississippi's governor just signed something very similar into law where businesses can legally deny service to gay people. And so somebody kicked a gay interracial couples, or you can deny service to people for basically any reason you don't want. And this whole RV story just came out about somebody getting kicked out of an RV park for being married to a black man. But anyway, that's a whole nother story for another day. The thing that really got on my nerves was about Hamilton. Everybody knows that I'm a Hamilton stan. I want to see it again desperately. If you haven't seen it already, the original King George, Jonathan Groff, is about to leave the show, I think, to go develop something with Netflix or HBO. So you have like 4 days to go see the original cast.
You're not going to.
You're not going to, but so you have like 72 hours to see it with the original cast. But anyway, white people on the internet were very angry at Hamilton because recently a notice was posted, because the show is about to start touring around the country and being in other cities and stuff like that. So they're looking to cast. And the initial casting announcement said seeking non-white actors for speaking roles in Hamilton, which, again, that, I mean, this is Hamilton. If you know anything about the show, the reason the show has been such a huge success and it has been so amazing and people are killing themselves to go see it and the shit is sold out till 2018 is because you are using a non-white cast to tell what is typically a very boring and historical tale of a white man we all stopped caring about years and years ago. And you made it fresh. You used hip hop in a creative and fun way to make this story relevant and good. And so the fact that the cast is non-white has everything to do with the success of the show. It is what is different about the show. It's setting the show apart from what my first issue was with, you know, the white outrage behind this, which is you have every other Broadway show. Like, there are such a small number of shows that are black or other minority led or have any other minorities in them at all racially. The fact that y'all are this mad over Hamilton being like, okay, well, girl, we're casting for the tour and yep, we're going to keep it people of color because that's the whole fucking point. It's just like baffling to me. Like, why do y'all feel like you deserve a piece of everything? Why do y'all feel like you deserve to be everywhere? I don't get this about white people. The huge, I'm not even going to say a huge part again, but Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is the creator of the show, very deliberately framed it this way, not necessarily that casting notice, but framed the show this way so that people of color could get the opportunities that they deserve on Broadway. They are shut out in most Broadway productions. There have been casting calls that straight up said all characters are white, all speaking roles are white, you know, all characters are Caucasian. This is not even unusual. And even if it didn't, look who's still getting cast in the shows. White people have got to stop complaining about black people, Dominicans, other minorities of color, separating themselves from the bullshit. And instead of going and sitting down in the corner somewhere crying because we got shut out somewhere, going ahead and creating our own shit and having our own shit. Just like last year at the London show when that girl got up and asked a question about this yoga studio that she and her friend had. And they were like, yoga classes for women of color. And some white girl was like, how come we're not invited? God damn, because y'all have everything else. Y'all have it all. You have every other fucking Broadway show except like The Color Purple, which y'all not even auditioning for. So why are you so mad that we have this one? It's not racist for black people and other minorities to say, look, y'all have kicked us out of everything. And so we're going to have our own. We're going to make our own schools, our own clubs. We're going to have our own social shit. We're going to have our own businesses. Like, we're going to start our own shit because y'all don't let us come to school with you. And y'all don't let our kids come to your birthday parties. And y'all don't let us shop at your businesses or buy homes in your neighborhoods or whatever the fuck else. You can't be mad that people who have been disenfranchised for years and years and years finally said, enough with your bullshit. We're not going to take it no more. So, but anyway, from a legal standpoint, apparently Hamilton could not say, you know, we are only casting non-white people for speaking roles. It's like a legal technicality. So they just changed it up a little bit and put it back out. Like, everyone is welcome to audition. Please tuck your sensitive white feelings back into your skirt. Everyone's invited to come down and try to be in the show. However, every speaking role except King George will be cast to a non-white person because it is integral to the story.
We were trying to keep you from wasting your time.
We were trying to keep, because so many of y'all are uppity and feel like you too good for the bullshit, and so you gonna come down here, and when you get cast as a backup in The Company or some shit, you gonna be mad while some black girl is Angelica Schuyler, and that's just the way it's going to be. He did an excellent interview a few weeks ago talking about how, you know, it's not even just minorities that he, you know, wants to see more of in theater, but also men, because overwhelmingly so many women audition. He was talking about, you know, when they take it on tour, playing around with gender roles too, and not just racial ones, and having women play, you know, male roles parts, or vice versa, because so many women, you know, turn out and there's just not enough roles for them all. So listen, you get in where you fucking fit in, but I'm just gonna need you white people to go ahead and stop the tears, sweetie. Go ahead and dry them up. This is one show that you're not the star of and never will be, and you're just going to have to get the fuck over it. You're going to have to adjust and move on with your life because y'all are not running this one thing. You got every other show that's sold out on Broadway right now, and you always will, so we gonna have this. And that's just the fucking end of it. You're just gonna have to be mad about it. Oh, well.
I don't think that any white people are actually mad about it. I think that
I mean, because if you are auditioning for a Broadway production or any kind of a theater production, and it's Hamilton, like if in general, if you see an audition for Hamilton and you white, you have to already know what's up. It's not like, I can't imagine that you're auditioning for a play or a musical or whatever, and you don't know what makes right. Hamilton Hamilton.
Right.
I think that with things like this, it's like 70% white people who just know the bullshit that white people have put minorities through in terms of racism. Mm-hmm. And so they look for any opportunity they can to be like, oh, this is racist, when it's not. It's like,
it's just boring.
It is stupid. And I think the other 30% is just trolls.
Just people trying to get a reaction out of somebody else.
Like 2 days ago, Azealia Banks said hi to me. Like literally, like, what's tea on Twitter? And I said something like that back. And some nigga, some white person with like Donald Trump and his daughter as their as their profile picture was mm-hmm. like, yo, 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 I speak in Ebonics, yo. And then put like a picture of Trayvon Martin, and was like, I'm burning in hell. And like all of this troll stuff. And I just muted him. Like I didn't even block him. Like I was just like, bye, girl. Like, this is so boring. So it's like, you get off on antagonizing people because you know that it's just your stupidity is so frustrating that it's like sometimes we can't help but get frustrated or get upset. And you like that. So
I really want to know where y'all going to find white actors that can do this soundtrack.
Right. It's not like it's going to change anything.
It's not right. It's not even like the music is still very black. The show itself is still very black, or, you know, it's very hip hop is a better term for it. And I just don't know how y'all think you just gonna come in and find a fresh crop.
Nobody will come.
Of pure whites to do this.
Nobody will want to.
The story is good because the cast is not white.
And keep in mind, it's not just black people who are out here choking their mothers to get tickets. Like, everybody wants to go see this. And this is why. And you know that. So the best that you could do in this situation is get them to change the language. Woo. And in that case, you're still not getting a part that you want.
Right. I mean, because it comes down, we changed the language on the flyer, sweetie. And the point remains that the only white person with a speaking role is King George.
And that wasn't even out of respect for you. That's because legally we had to. So I don't even know why you still bitching.
All right, so let's go wrap up this week's episode of The Read. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at This Is The Read, and check out our website, thisistheread.com.
Thanks to Destiny for allowing one of her beautiful children to come and be a part of this very raggedy show today, and bless us with her presence.
Yes, shout out to the goddess Kelly Rowland for coming through, because fragrance, this is just amazing
skin.
I feel like her scent is still sort of wafting in here, like a little cloud of happiness and angelic things.
I held her phone and watched a video of her baby.
Yes. Getting it. She's so tall and just gorgeous. God damn, Kelly Rowland is so pretty.
She's just. Anyway.
I have this picture with her on my phone that I'm never going to upload because I look like a fucking troll next to her, but it doesn't matter.
I look very bad as well.
I don't care. She's stunning. So.
So shout out to Dallas, Texas. We just left there this past weekend. My cousin got to come to the show. Shout out to Whitney. It was so nice to see you. Dallas was a great crowd.
Yes, it was. Thanks, Dallas, for coming. And Nikki and... Jesus, what am I talking about? Nikki and Terry and Shantae. Yes, all my people who came. Ariel, and thanks so much, all my people for coming, and Dallas for coming out, because we had a good time as always.
We always have fun in Texas. Like, it seems like there's always something to do, especially if Nikki is involved. Like, we all got wasted.
Yes, we did.
And then spent like 20 minutes looking for a car in the garage,
which was hilarious. just walking around a parking garage.
We were there for like
every level.
A day and a half, not even a half. So,
but then the alarm went off and we had to go outside, and there was a gay club right next door, and all the gay kids were coming out.
It was just like, for weed smokers, like, you know, like sometimes when you get to like your peak, and there's just like the most random shit, and you know it's not because you high, you know, like, this is weird.
Yeah,
it was one of those moments.
Yes. So shout out to Dallas. Thanks so much for coming. Chicago, you guys are up next at the end of the month. TheReadLive.com for tickets. And then we've got some more cities lined up, San Francisco and London later this summer. So again, TheReadLive.com for all of future dates.
Baltimore.
And, yes, Baltimore. And tickets in those cities on sale there.
Yep. I think that's about it.
Okay. Do we have an acronym this week, or are we just getting out of here?
Oh, I do that?
well, you used to do it.
BGR, Black Girls Rock. Make sure that you tune in. Shout out to all of the beautiful black ladies on there who watched Hillary Clinton's ass come out on that stage.
Oh, gross.
And talk to you about black women.
I'm sure.
And you
I'm
sat there with a smile because you're classy.
I heard Rihanna was like, oh, girl.
Yeah, I heard Rihanna and Erykah Badu were like, you know what? I was good up until now.
And I hope BET airs it.
I really want them to, but I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't or if it's just not true.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all next week.